Meseches Tful Yom Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah deals with a barrel that is made out of kli cheres, that is made out of earthenware. And often when a kli cheres was baked in the kiln, it would be possible for a bubble to form on the kli cheres. And so this Mishnah deals with the case of a bubble that was formed in the barrel that was made out of kli cheres. And in such a bubble, then it's possible that it will have an opening on the inside of the barrel through which liquid can enter the bubble. And it'll also have an opening on the outside of the barrel through which the liquid can exit the kli altogether. So the Mishnah deals with the halacha of Yabua Shebechaves Shenikav. If there's a bubble in the wall of a barrel and it gets punctured, bein mi bifnim, bein mi bachus, bein milmalon, bein milmaton. If this bubble gets punctured both on the inside of the barrel and on the outside of the barrel, whether at the top or on the bottom, or if this bubble gets punctured, doesn't matter whether the puncture hole is at the top of the bubble or at the bottom of the bubble. Ze keneged ze. If both punctures are on the same latitude, they correspond to each other in terms of their height, and a tame person touches the liquid through the outside of the barrel, then tame be'av hatuma v'tame be'ol ames. Then it becomes tame if an av hatuma touched the liquid, and it also all the liquid becomes tame if it's in the same under the same roof as a dead person. Hapnimi milmatan ve'achitzon milmalon. If, however, the inner puncture is at the bottom and the outer puncture is at the top, and the tame touch the liquid from the outside. He's touching through the puncture hole that is higher than the inner puncture hole, which is where the liquid connects to the rest of the barrel. Then also in this case, tame be'ava tuma v'tame be'ol ames. Then the tuma does indeed become transferred from the ava tuma to the rest of the barrel, and the same halacha would apply be'ol ames if this barrel is inside under the same roof as a corpse. Then the tumah would be transferred to the liquid in the entire barrel. However, the final case is hapnimi milamalan, if the inner puncture hole is higher, ve'achitzon milamatan, and the outer puncture hole is lower, then tahor be'avatumah, then if an avatumah would touch that liquid through the outer puncture hole, which is lower than where the inner puncture hole is, then it would not transfer tumah to the entire to the liquid inside the entire barrel, and that it would remain tahor. However, it's still the tame be'ol ames, but it is still considered tame if it's under the same roof as a corpse. The next Mishnah also deals with the concept of chibur, the concept of connection for purposes of tumah, which food items are considered connected to other food items. So the Mishnah begins, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Kol yados ha'ochlim shehem chibur be'av hatuma, chibur b'tvul yom. So when it comes to the handles of food items, certain food items, the practice was not to touch the food item itself, but rather to touch a portion of the food item, which is basically an appendage to the food item. It's attached to the food item. And so if they are considered one food item, such that if an av hatuma would touch the yad, would touch the appendage, the handle portion, that would transfer tuma to the rest of the food item, then it is also considered chibur b'tvul yom. It is also considered connected for purposes of a tvul yom touching the yad and being able to transfer tuma to the rest of the food item. Ochel shenifras umaora miktas. If a piece of food becomes cracked and it is starting to separate into two parts, but it is still somewhat attached. So it's a four-way machlokes in terms of what the halacha is, whether it's still considered one food item or if they're considered separate food items. So Rabbi Meir's viewpoint is im oches bagadol, if you hold the bigger portion, vehakatan ola imo, and the smaller portion doesn't break off, then harehu kamo, then that's considered one food item. But if, however, you were to hold the larger portion and the smaller item would break off, then they're no longer considered one food item and the tumah would not transfer. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda holds, im oches bakatan ve'agadol ola imo harehu kamohu. If you hold the smaller portion and the larger portion would not break off, would still remain part of the connected to the smaller item, then harehu kamo, then they're considered one food item. But if, however, the larger portion would break off, which would be a more common occurrence than the smaller portion breaking off when you hold the big portion, then they would not be considered one food item. They would be considered separate food items, and therefore the tumah would not transfer just from touching the small food item. Tumah would not necessarily transfer to the portion which is larger. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Rabbi Nechemya holds that it's batahor, that it depends whether you're able to hold the portion that was not touched by the tvul yom, which we call the tahor portion of the food item. If you can hold the tahor portion and the tame portion, meaning the portion that was touched by the tvul yom, would not fall off, then they're considered one food item. If it would fall off, then they're considered two separate items. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim hold batame, that you would have that it's determined by trying to hold the portion of the food item that the tvul yom did touch and seeing if the remainder would fall off. Usha'ar kol ha'ochlim, and with regard to any other food item, es shedarko la'achoz ba'ale, any food item that is generally held by the leafy portion, oches oso ba'ale, then you hold it by the leafy portion. Uvekalach, and if it's normally held by the stalk, ochsin oso bekalach, then you hold it by the stalk, and that's the way in which you determine whether it's still considered one food item or not. If the leafy portion or the stalk portion, whichever you're supposed to hold, can maintain the can hold up, can sustain the rest of the food item, then it's considered one food item. But if it is to break off, then you know that the halacha is that they are considered two separate food items and no longer considered one food item for purposes of transferring tumah.